It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Marauders pregame show. Game two of a six-game series between these West Division rivals and the two teams that locked horns in the league championship series last year. Clean slate, though, and last night in the first outing between these two teams here in the year 2022. The Marauders came up on the short end, a 4-1 loss to the Tarpons in last night's series opener. The Marauders managed only four hits, each of them singles, and came across with their only run of the game in the first inning. Rodolfo Nolasco, 3-for-4 on the night with that RBI single that at the time tied the score. But on the top of the fourth inning, a two-run double by Grant Richardson proved the difference in the game, and the Marauders were unable to muster any real offense the rest of the way in the eventual 4-1 loss. Tonight, they'll look to turn the page here in Game 2 of the series. They're going to look to the fireballing left-hander, Luis Peralta, who has shown some impressive stuff on the mound. 9 strikeouts, a season high for Peralta last time out. Also a career high for Peralta. So he looks for another solid outing tonight in front of the home crowd tonight as he gets ready to take on this tough Tampa Tarpons offense. Well, one of the bright spots in the 4-1 loss last night was a solid appearance out of the bullpen by Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez. 8 strikeouts for Jimenez last night, finishing one shy of his career high, and Jimenez really dazzling over those 3 1/3 innings of work out of the bullpen last night for Bradenton. Carlos Jimenez is our pregame guest tonight, and that visit with him is coming right up after this break. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez. Carlos, 8 strikeouts for you last night. What were you focusing on accomplishing on the mound?
Que estuviste lanzando, tuviste 8 ponches anoche. ¿En qué fue tu enfoque?
Bueno, mi enfoque era nada, lanzar mi cambio en la zona, ya que, como ya casi todos sabemos, tiene un buen movimiento. Estaba trabajando más en ponerlo en el medio y que él solo hiciera su trabajo. Más allá, enfocado en el juego, en cada bateador, en cómo se paraban, en cuál era su gesto cuando fallaban un picheo. y eso fue más que todo en lo que me enfoqué.
He was focused on attack the hitter, to recognize his swing, recognize how they coming approaching the at bat. He was working on his changeup. He was throwing a lot last night. He was working on trying to throw for a strike and let the movement just put out the play of the hitters. But his main focus was try to hit the strike zone.
Development coach Gustavo Omana helping us translate here today. Carlos, on a day where you know you're going to pitch, how do you prepare mentally and physically?
¿Cómo es tu preparación mental y física los días que te toca lanzar?
Bueno, mentalmente, nada, lo tomo como quien dice, relajado. Trato de relajarme lo más que pueda, escuchar música, nada, salir, caminar. Un día antes me gusta salir de shopping, me gusta caminar a centros comerciales y eso. Y el día de la apertura, nada, como te dije ahorita, escuchar música. Y nada, esa es mi preparación. Un día antes y el día de la apertura.
Yeah, he liked to go to walk and maybe go to a shopping center and walk and be relaxed one day before he throw. The day that he throw, he liked to listen music, just stay prepared for what the team is going to face, and just get ready for the game.
Visiting with the right-hander Carlos Jimenez tonight. Last season, Carlos, you pitched well in the complex league, but every year everybody likes to improve in some way. What did you focus on improving during the offseason?
¿Cuál fue tu enfoque para mejorar durante la temporada muerta?
Bueno, mi enfoque más que todo fue, me ayudó mucho, fue hacer gimnasio, mucho gimnasio, soltar largo. Mi bullpen es enfocado todo el tiempo como si estuviera en un juego, todo el tiempo manteniéndome enfocado en la zona de strike, y yo creo que eso fue lo que vine a traer este año hacia acá a casa.
Yeah, during the off season he was focused a lot on the work on the weight room. He worked a lot around this and long toss program, and during the bullpen session he tried to be just take it like a game. So he was trying to focus on pound the sun and try to like a real game during these bullpen sessions.
Growing up, who were some of the people who influenced you the most as a person and as a baseball player?
Cuando en tu crecimiento, ¿cuál fue la persona o si hubo alguien que influenció tu desarrollo?
Mira, yo pienso que más fue mi hermano, ¿sabes? Que él en este momento no está conmigo. Él falleció hace 3 años y yo pienso que él fue mi inspiración, ¿sabes? Día a día, que yo salí al terreno, ¿me entiendes? A dar el 100% de mí y dejar contento al público, tanto al público como al staff. Pero él fue mi inspiración de chiquito, siempre ha sido mi inspiración y quiero superarlo en muchas cosas que hizo cuando él está en mi lugar ahorita mismo. Quiero superar muchas cosas que hizo. Yo pienso que siempre va a ser mi mayor impulso, tanto ahorita como siempre.
Yeah, his brother was his motivation for get better and better every day. His brother passed away 3 years ago, and he kept in mind just try to superate what he did. He was a player too, so he wants to superate his brother and everything that he's doing right now. So, but his inspiration was his brother.
So still early in the season, Carlos, but what are some memories that have been your favorites and some highlights this season for you?
Algunas recuerdos que tenga de la temporada, algo de lo que resalte. De lo que haya sido mejor de ti.
¿Temporada pasada?
Sí.
Más que todo fue mi control, ¿sabes? Mi control, no me importaba el equipo que viniera, ¿sí me entiendes? Yo salí a hacer mi trabajo, No me importaba si venía de jugar del espacio. Yo simplemente quería hacer mi trabajo y superarme día a día, ¿sabes? Y ese fue mi mayor enfoque, lanzar la bola en strike, que los picheos hagan su trabajo y listo.
He said that his most focus was try to battle every time that he come into the mound. No matter who was he facing, just try to superate that.
All right. Well, thank you both for your time today. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Gustavo.
You're welcome.
Starting lineups are up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Marauders pregame show continues here at Leecom Park. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups between the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. First for the visiting Tarpons, a record of 10-11. First-year manager Rachel Balkovec has written out her lineup as follows. The DH Alexander Vargas leads off for the second straight game. Once again behind him is the center fielder Jason Dominguez batting second. Batting third will be the third baseman Marcos Cabrera. Right fielder Madison Santos will bat cleanup. The catcher Anthony Siegler will bat fifth, with left fielder Grant Richardson batting sixth. Shortstop is Roberto Chirinos. He bats seventh. First baseman Alex Guerrero hits eighth. And the second baseman Luis Santos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who sent right-hander Yon Castro out to the mound. Castro has had a brilliant start to his season. His first three starts spanning 9 1/3 innings. He has allowed just five hits, only one unearned run. He has walked only three while striking out 13 batters. His whip stands at 0.86. And opponents are batting just 161 against Castro to begin the season. For the Marauders tonight, a record of 13-9, they're in first place in the West Division. Here's how they'll look for manager Jonathan Johnston. Second baseman Brendan Dixon leads off in this evening's game. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez, just named Florida State League Player of the Month for the month of April, will bat second. He is working on a 20-game on-base streak. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco slides up to the three-hole tonight. Center fielder Jace Bowen bats cleanup. Third baseman Juan Jerez bats fifth. Catcher Wyatt Hendry hits sixth. The DH Alexander Mojica is batting seventh. Left fielder Randy Romero bats eighth. Mike Jarvis is playing shortstop. He bats ninth. And left-hander Luis Peralta bats ninth for the Marauders. He got shelled a couple of weeks ago in Daytona Beach, but ironed things out nicely last time out. A career-high 9 strikeouts last week here against Dunedin for Peralta over 3 2/3 innings. Peralta entering with that ERA at 6.55, but has shown plenty of that capability to rack up strikeouts and continues to be an electrifying lefty to watch out on the mound. So there are your lineups, and there is your pitching matchup. Conditions are going to be beautiful tonight. Sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-80s as the Marauders hustle onto the field in the home Y uniforms here at Leecom Park. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch is coming your way from Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies, and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome me back to Leacom Park on a warm Wednesday evening here in the greater Tampa Bay region. Spencer Smith back with you from Leacom Park as the Marauders go to work against the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. On the mound, left-hander Luis Peralta tonight for the Marauders, 21-year-old from Moca in the Dominican Republic, signing with the Pirates in 2017. It brings a nice three-pitch mix to the table, fastball, curveball, and changeup. That fastball will be right around 95-96. And he'll go up against a couple of switch hitters to start things off for the Tarpons tonight. Alexander Vargas, Jason Dominguez, they'll be followed by Marcos Cabrera. Left-hander standing at 5'11" on the mound, goes into his windup. The game's first pitch is swung on and lifted to left field. Randy Romero has it get out of his reach. That ball bounces all the way to the wall. Speeding into second base, Alexander Vargas, he is in there with a leadoff double. And we're underway at 6:30 right on the dot here at Leacom Park. Let's meet the Marauders' defense now in the outfield left to right. It's Randy Romero, Jace Bowen, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield around the horn, it's Juan Jerez at third base. Mike Jarvis playing shortstop. Brendan Dixon, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez, the first baseman. And Wyatt Hendry is the catcher. Leadoff double for Alexander Vargas. Here's Jason Dominguez batting from the right side for the first time this series. Here's the pitch. Dominguez takes the low and outside. Ball one. Last Wednesday here at Leacom against Dunedin, Luis Peralta, 3 2/3 innings, holding the Jays to just one run. Encountered some adversity, though. Walked four batters in that game. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Strike one. Take that back. Dominguez went 1-for-4 with a double last night. Also drew a walk. Came around to score in each of those two instances. Peralta deals the 1-1. Dominguez takes up and away. That's ball two. Fourth season as a professional for Luis Peralta. Each of those four seasons spent in the Pirates organization. He sets, delivers the 2-1. Dominguez takes at the knees, a called strike two. The automated balls and strikes are being utilized tonight. It's Caleb Martin calling the balls and strikes. Matt Watkowski on the bases. A look at the runner on second. The 2-2 pitch. Dominguez swings and skies this one deep to right field. Nolasco on the run. This ball is over his head. And one hops the wall. The center fielder Bowen grabs the carom. And scoring easily from second base is Alexander Vargas. Back-to-back doubles by Vargas and Jason Dominguez. A 1-0 lead for the Tarpons here in the first inning. I'll bring up Marcos Cabrera, who got into a couple of balls last night. Single, a double, also drew a walk. The pitch. Cabrera swings and chops one down the third baseline. Foul. Marauders falling in last night's series opener by a final score of 4-1. Got just four hits in the game. All of them were singles. And three of them came off the bat of Rodolfo Nolasco. Got a breakthrough night of the dish. A leadoff second base by Dominguez. Pitch to Cabrera. Has a fastball that misses. Just low and outside. Ball one. Peralta working slightly off on the first base side of the rubber. Left-hander standing tall on the mound getting the signal. Time called. Marcos Cabrera batting .259 on the year, two home runs and five runs batted in. Chance to bring one in here. That tall closed-off stance, he waits, the 1-0 pitch. Check swing of the pitch high, did he go? They appeal, no go on the check swing. 2-1 the count on Cabrera, 19-year-old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 20-year-old, beg your pardon. Turned 20 last October. Here's the 2-1, Cabrera. Takes high and tight. That's ball three. Some early struggles here for Luis Peralta. Back-to-back doubles, giving the Tarpons their first run of the night already. Giant rectangle of shade creeping up on the front slope of the mound. Half of the home plate area, meanwhile, is covering that block of shade. 3-1 pitch. Fastball is at the letters for a called strike. Barely a breeze to speak of right now. Wasn't the case all day. We had some pretty windy moments throughout the afternoon. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and down goes Cabrera, strike three. One of likely many more to come tonight from Luis Peralta. We were talking about his strikeout totals earlier in the broadcast. Madison Santos, left-handed batting right fielder tonight. We'll dig in. Luis Peralta, 9 strikeouts last week against Dunedin. That was a new career high for him. He comes set, delivers the first pitch to Santos. Breaking ball at the knees, a called strike. Madison Santos, a bit of a slow start at the plate, hitting .214. One home run, 4 runs batted in. Peralta fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss, late on the fastball. One run, 2 hits for the Tarpons. Still in the top of the first inning here at Lecom Park. Peralta spinning the baseball in his left hand. Now brings his hands together at the chest. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Santos. Back-to-back punch-outs for Luis Peralta. 2 away. He's close to digging himself out of this situation. Switch hitting catcher Anthony Siegler. We'll step in next. Another look at that. Last fastball pumped by Madison Santos. Maybe slightly above the zone. Siegler, the switch hitter, batting right-handed facing the lefty. Here's the pitch. Siegler checks his swing, and the pitch is a called strike anyway up in the zone. Siegler having a strong beginning to his season, hitting .275 over 14 games, 2 home runs, 6 RBI, a .453 on base percentage. This is a guy who's lost quite a bit of time, development-wise, due to injuries. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for strike two. Siegler dealing with injuries in both 2019 and 2021. Former first-round pick back in 2018. That's Jason Dominguez on second base, 2 outs for the Tarpons. Peralta with the 0-2 pitch. And one is at the letters, called strike three. Luis Peralta, nice mid-inning adjustment. Tarpons get one across, though, here in the top of the first. They lead it 1-0 as we head to the home half. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Leacon Park, the Tarpons won, the Marauders nothing. Moving to the bottom of the first inning, Brendan Dixon leads off for Bradenton. Right-hander Yon Castro toes the rubber for the fourth time here in 2022 and for the first time against the Marauders. Castro facing home plate with his left hip, kicks and delivers, and he misses high with his first pitch, ball one. Went over the numbers on the pregame show for Yon Castro. They're fantastic. Only one unearned run allowed over 9 1/3 innings so far this year. 1-0 pitch swung on, popped up. That's on the first base side. Over toward the Marauders dugout. Siegler, the catcher, moving over and watches it fall into the seating bowl. Those 9 1/3 innings for Yon Castro spread out over three starts. He has struck out 13 while walking only three. Opponents batting 161 against him. He's been a tough cookie. Brendan Dixon reaching base safely in 8 of his last 10 games. Righty on righty, here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swung on, popped up, and lifted into right center field. This ball has some carry on it, actually, as the right fielder Santos moves toward the gap and makes the catch, one away. Let's meet the Tarpons' defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Grant Richardson, Jason Dominguez, and Madison Santos. On the infield, Marcos Cabrera starts at third base. Roberto Chirinos at shortstop. Luis Santos, the second baseman. Alex Guerrero, the first baseman, and the catcher is Anthony Siegler. One out, nobody on for Jacob Gonzalez, just this afternoon named Florida State League Player of the Week. He gets the first toss, takes a breaking ball outside, ball one. And the numbers really do speak for themselves. 425 average, 4 home runs, 14 RBI, all this over 20 games, and he has reached base safely in each of his 20 games that he's played. The 1-0. Gonzalez takes a knee-high strike. That was a very loud truck horn outside the ballpark. Got startled a few people here in the yard. 1-1 on Gonzalez. Here's the pitch. Gonzo takes a breaking ball that skips in the dirt. Siegler plucks it out of the dirt. Beyond the work with the bat and with the glove, Gonzalez has been an exemplary teammate on this young club. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Gonzalez takes strike two on the outside corner. Gonzalez, former second-round pick of the Giants in 2017 out of Chaparral High School in Scottsdale, Arizona. 2-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, drilled to right field. Santos on the run. He reaches up on the run and makes the catch. His momentum carrying him out toward the right field corner. Gonzalez with a good shot to right field. Nothing to show for it. Now bring up the man who made some noise with a bat last night and was really the only Marauder to do so in last night's game. Rodolfo Nolasco. 3-for-4 with the Marauders' only RBI last night. Bases are empty with 2 away. The Tarpons lead the Marauders 1-0. Pitch, Nolasco takes high and inside. That three-hit night bringing Nolasco's batting average above the Mendoza line, hitting 206. Coming into this game, here's the 1-0. Nolasco takes a fastball strike right down the middle. Castro pretty consistently touching 91 with each of his fastballs so far. Reiner kicks and delivers. 1-1 pitch. He has a breaking ball low and outside. Good eye by Nolasco, who has struggled a fair amount with those off-speed pitches low. He's shown a tendency to chase them through the first month of the year. Third baseman Cabrera guarding the line against the righty pull hitter. 2-1 pitch. Nolasco takes just off the outside corner. Good eye. He works it at 3-1. Jan Castro is solidly built, 6 foot, 203 pounds. Delivers a 3-1. Nolasco takes strike two in the outside corner. Shade covering most of the mound and most of the home plate area right now, so the pitcher batter tunnel not really affected at this very moment by the shade to sun transition. The 3-2 pitch to Nolasco, swinging a line drive into left field. That's down for a base hit. Richardson charged it hard, decided wisely to play it on a bounce. And Rodolfo Nolasco picks right where he left off last night. Has himself a first inning single. Now Jace Bowen had the night off last night. Have an opportunity with a man on board. Five home runs, tops on the club. Pitch by Castro. Bowen swings at a breaking ball and lofts it foul on the first base side. Bowen has kept it relatively consistent lately, hitting safely in 9 of his last 10 games. Batting average at 240 on the season, leads the team with 15 RBI. The 0-1 pitch. Bowen takes a breaker in the dirt. Again, Siegler plucking it out. Anthony Siegler also plenty of experience as an infielder and an outfielder in his high school days in Georgia. Yankees drafted him as a catcher, though. Here comes the 1-1. Bowen takes a fastball that loudly pops the mitt. That's a called strike two. Nolasco on first base represents the tying run for Bradenton here in the bottom of the first. He runs well. Castro sets just above the belt. Now the righty's 1-2 toss. Bowen swings and cracks a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Bowen spent all of last year here in Bradenton. Second on the team in both home runs and stolen bases. 14 long balls, 16 steals. Played mostly second base and center field. Playing center field tonight. He awaits a 1-2 from Castro. And here it comes. There goes Nolasco for second. Bowen swings and fouls it off at the plate. Nolasco had a pretty good jump. Jan Castro in his previous start. Last week against Lakeland, 3 1/3 scoreless innings. Only one hit allowed. Struck out 5, did not walk a batter. Marty the Marauder waiting for between-innings shenanigans here at Lee Comm Park. He's down by the dugout. The 1-2 runner not going this time. Pitch low and outside. Good job scooping it out of the dirt by Siegler. And no advance from Rodolfo Nolasco. Jace Bowen will see pitch number 7 next. Right-handed batter digs back in, showing the high black socks. Softly tapping the bat on his right shoulder. Castro, the right-hander, delivers the 2-2 pitch, and Bowen swings and foul tips one just barely. Tried to turn hard on a fastball in tight. That fastball reaching 96 on the gun. Tarpon's wearing the alternate bright blue jerseys, sleeveless jerseys with the navy blue short sleeves underneath. Right-hander is ready. The 2-2 again. Bowen swings and hits one a mile high but shallow into right field. Second baseman Santos out. The right fielder Madison Santos in. And the right fielder makes the late call and the catch Inning over, Nolasco left stranded on first. We head to the second here in Bradenton. Tarpons lead the Marauders 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Luis Peralta deals the first pitch of the second inning. He gets a fastball into the zone for strike one on Grant Richardson. Count 0-1 on the left fielder, hitting sixth in the order tonight for Tampa. And Luis Peralta wants a fresh baseball. He swaps balls there with catcher Wyatt Hendry. Spencer Smith back with you tonight from Leecom Park on a warm Wednesday evening. The windup in the 0-1 toss. Richardson takes a breaking ball too high. Richardson hitting 171 on the year. Came up with a decisive hit in last night's game. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a pop-up over on the first base side. Catcher Hendry gives it a look. This one's headed out of play and thumps on top of the metal roof. Grant Richardson with a two-run double in the fourth inning. Broke a 1-1 tie score. And the Tarpons would not relinquish that lead. Went on to win 4-1 in last night's series opener. Peralta winds and fires the 1-2. Curveball again, misses inside. Yankees drafted Richardson last year in the 17th round out of Indiana. 2-2 pitch. Swinging and a foul off to the third base side. Strong finish to his collegiate career. Richardson earning first team all Big Ten honors for the Hoosiers last spring. Here comes the 2-2 again from Peralta. Check swing by Richardson at the pitch up, and he was able to hold up. Count runs full. 6-7 and 8 for the Tarpons here in the second. Richardson, Chirinos, and Guerrero. The motion, the 3-2 pitch is taken a little too high for ball four. Luis Peralta issues a leadoff walk to Richardson. Roberto Chirinos, somewhat familiar face to Marauders here at Leecom, and during the championship series last year, Chirinos was a part of that Tampa roster that made it to the championship series. Here's the pitch to the right-handed batter. He swings and misses. Chirinos, a 21-year-old from Venezuela, signed with the Yankees in 2017. Runner on first with none out. Here's the pitch. Torino swings and misses. Strike two. Whiffing on two straight fastballs from the lefty Peralta. Peralta ready at the chest. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Torino. So swing and a miss for strike three. Another fastball elevated in the zone. And he gets the swinging strikeout. That's four on the night for Peralta. And that brings up Alex Guerrero making his first appearance of the series. and playing in just his second game this season. Lefty on lefty, the pitch to Guerrero. Fastball a little too high. Guerrero comes from Eagle, Idaho, suburb of Boise. Yankees took him in the 18th round in 2018 out of Eagle High School. Here's the 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Guerrero choosing to sign with the Yankees over a commitment to the University of Washington. His parents named him Alex after Alex Rodriguez, as a matter of fact. Lefty batter awaits the pitch. The 1-1 from Peralta. Curveball comes too far inside. 2-1 the count on Alex Guerrero. He went 0-2 in his first game of the season. Looking for his first hit of 22. Tarpons lead the Marauders here in the second. The score is 1-0. Peralta with a 2-1. Guerrero check swings one foul back into the screen. Guerrero, a catcher by trade, playing first base for the Tarpons tonight. 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Celebrated his 22nd birthday just a little over a month and a half ago. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on the fastball. Strike three. Make it five on the night for Luis Peralta. And it's two away here in the second. Peralta pinpointing that fastball right about knee height around the outside corner. Here's Luis Santos batting from the right side. And the pitch by the lefty. Swing and a foul back. A lot of big swings from these Tarpons hitters. These guys are certainly capable of producing some pop. Tarpons ranking middle of the pack in the league in home runs. 16 as a team. That's fifth out of the 10-team league. The 0-1 in the dirt. Great block by Hendry. Knocks it down, and Grant Richardson, runner on first, won't go anywhere. Rachel Balkovic, first-year manager for Tampa, coaching at first base. The 1-1 pitch. Santos swings and bounces one to third. Jerez right there for it. Long toss across to first base, and Gonzalez makes the pick while keeping his toe on the bag. And the inning is over. Jacob Gonzalez saves a throwing error. Tarpons get nothing, but they lead 1-0, heading to the bottom of the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Defending league champions taking on the Tampa Tarpons here at Leecom Park tonight. Marauders and the Tarpons this week squaring off for the first time since last year's Low A Southeast League Championship Series. Tarpons prevailing in the series opener last night, 4-1 the final score. Tarpons lead this one 1-0. Here's Juan Jerez for the Marauders. First pitch, she swings and misses the breaking ball from Yon Castro, strike one. RBI double by Jason Dominguez coming in the first inning for the Tarpons. That's the early difference maker in this game. The 0-1 from Castro Erez takes breaking ball again. This one in for strike two. Juan hitting a .197 on the season. One home run, 10 RBI. Infield shifted around to the pull side. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball again. Strike three. He rings him up on the outside corner. Jerez not caring for the call. And strike three. He is the first strikeout victim tonight of Yon Castro. And Jerez thinking that pitch was a little bit low. Caleb Martin just relaying the calls he's being given into his earpiece, though. As we mentioned earlier, the automated balls and strikes are being utilized tonight. Here's Wyatt Hendry. First toss, Hendry takes a fastball upstairs. Seventh round pick out of San Diego State last year, Hendry. Had one of the Marauders' four hits last night. Takes one high and inside, just brushes by his knuckles. That's ball two. Hitting 176 through his first 11 games. Trying to get the bat going a little more. The 2-0 pitch. Caught on and fouled back. Marauders in the home whites, Tampa, and the alternate baby blues with the navy blue short sleeves underneath. The 2-1. Hendry looks at a slow curveball that drops in for strike two. Yon Castro commanding his stuff pretty well tonight. Gone to just one three-ball count to this point. Now he comes home with a 2-2 to Hendry. He takes breaking ball just a hair low. And the count full. Alexander Mojica on deck for Bradenton. Marauders trailing the Tarpons 1-0. Payoff pitch. Hendry takes low for ball four. Marauders have a base runner here in the second. And here is Mojica. Slow going for Mojica over the past couple of weeks. His last nine games, he has found himself in a 3-for-34 slump. Righty on righty, Mojica represents the go-ahead run at the plate here in the second inning. Castro delivers, and Mojica takes one onto the outside corner, a strike. There's that breaking ball again from Castro. Mendy Lopez coaching first base tonight for the Marauders, giving instructions to Wyatt Hendry before he takes his lead. Now the 0-1. Mojica swings and bounces one softly to third. This is a foul ball just behind the bag. Cabrera quick to glove and was ready to make that jump throw over to first base. Plate umpire Caleb Martin throwing his hands up, signaling foul ball. Alexander Mojica, as recently as the early part of last week, had that batting average well up over 300. A recent slump, though, seeing that average dip to 222. ...19-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Facing his fellow Dominican, Yon Castro. Right-hander deals the 0-2, and Mojica takes a curveball onto the inside corner, strike three. A bewildered Mojica shaking his head to himself, not a fan of that call. And there are two outs for the Marauders here in the second. There's Randy Romero to the plate. Hendry with the lead off first base. Castro steps off the rubber. Castro from Cotuí in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Yankees in January of 2018. His first pitch to Romero. Swing and a miss of the curveball. Strong start of the plate for Randy this season. Eight games, he's batting .280. Hit his first home run of the year in Daytona Beach a couple of weeks ago. Four RBI for him in those eight games. The 0-1 toss. Breaking ball again. This is at the knees for strike two. And some of the fans getting restless here. Romero facing an 0-2 count against the righty Castro. He is set. Hendry with that lead off first base and the 0-2 pitch coming. Hendry bluffs a steal. Here's a swing and a fly ball down the right field line. Long run for Santos and over near the foul line. Crosses over into foul ground and makes the catch. Inning over, the Marauders get nothing here in the second. Move to the third. Tarpons lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Hey fans, remember to grab your tickets for this coming Friday, May the 6th, for our Hispanic Heritage Celebration. Here at Lincoln Park, the Marauders will take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras for a Copa de la Diversión, celebrating local Hispanic and Latin heritage, presented by Soulmart Media. Fans can purchase a special ticket package to receive a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Roberto's sons, Roberto Jr. and Luis, will be in attendance, signing autographs, throwing ceremonial first pitches, and musician Renecito will perform on the Fan Plaza before the game. Tickets are available online still at BradentonMarauders.com. Alexander Vargas takes a pitch outside from Luis Peralta, opening up the third inning. Tampa 1, Bradenton nothing here at Lee beneath sunny skies. The 1-0 pitch, fastball, blazes into the zone for strike one. Vargas led off this game with a double to left field in the game's very first pitch. Here comes the 1-1 toss. Vargas takes in the dirt for ball two. Baseball America regarding Vargas pretty highly, tapping him as the Yankees' number 28 prospect in the system. Circling that bat over his right shoulder, he gets the 2-1 and takes high and outside for ball three. Luis Peralta sitting at five strikeouts. Left-hander working around some additional trouble after the RBI double. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Saul Vargas just chased ball four upstairs. Vargas digs back in. That tall right-handed stance. The 3-2 pitch now is swung on and bounced softly to short. Charging is Jarvis. He gloves it. The throw on the run overthrows Jacob Gonzalez. And back into first base quickly is Alexander Vargas after he ran through first base. And Mike Jarvis, a little bit of a low throw there to Jacob Gonzalez, not able to handle it. And that's been ruled an infield single. Jason Dominguez up next. He drilled a run-scoring double to right field in the first inning that so far remains the game's only run. Here's the pitch. Dominguez takes low. Oh, check that. That's a called strike. A little delayed strike call there on the ABS. Caleb Martin raising that right arm. Here's the set by Peralta. Check at first base. And the 1-0. The 0-1, rather. Swung on and foul back. Quickly 0-2 on Jason Dominguez. Bright white batting gloves, gripping that solid black bat. Upright and even stance from the right side. Runner goes, the 0-2 pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. Throw to second by Hendry is late. It's a stolen base for Alexander Vargas as Jason Dominguez goes down on strikes. Fourth stolen base of the year for Vargas. And seven tries. Tarpons with a runner in scoring position now here in the third inning. Here's Marcos Cabrera, a guy who swings a really good bat. Here's the set and the pitch. Cabrera swings and fouls it back just off the press box. Heads up as that ricochets back down to the field. Wyatt Hendry over to pick it up. Cabrera, a solid power and discipline combo from the right side. Run scoring opportunity for the visiting Tarpons here in Bradenton. Man on second, one away. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and he's in an 0-2 hole. Time called. Hendry out for a mound visit. Well, fans, in addition to our Hispanic Heritage Celebration coming up this Friday, we want to remind you of Margaritaville Night coming up this Saturday, May the 7th. Margaritaville Night presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Pre-game concert on the Fan Plaza by Trop Rock Junkies. Special ticket package. If you purchase it, we'll receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Marauders will wear Margaritaville-themed jerseys. They'll be auctioned off later on with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Runner breaks. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. And we will do it again. Marauders catching a break there. Vargas had a good quick jump off to third base. Would have had it stolen. For those viewers that were with us last night, we were able to show you that limited edition Hawaiian shirt. Also that Roberto Clemente cap that will be given away on Friday for those who purchased that special ticket package. Cabrera steps out, calls time. Luis Peralta ahead in the count, 0-2. Now a step off the rubber. Second baseman Dixon came charging in, wanting a pickoff throw. And Peralta didn't deliver it. Runner Vargas retreated quickly. He's off to a good lead. Peralta checks him. The 0-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. Down goes Cabrera. Went fishing after that pitch down. Make it seven strikeouts tonight for Luis Peralta. Quickly approaching that career high that he set just last week. Madison Santos next up. Tarpons 1, Marauders nothing. We play in the top of the third inning here at Lecom Park. The pitch to Santos. Taken at the knees. That's a called strike. Santos, one of the many strikeout victims tonight by Peralta, who comes set at the chest. A look back at second base. The 0-1. Santos takes a curveball in for strike two. Spotting that pitch up nicely. Peralta is working very effectively with that fastball, up in the zone, even above the zone, getting some swings and misses. Here's the set. The 0-2 pitch. Santos swings and pops it up third base side. Jerez over. Catcher Hendry over as well. And Hendry slides and can't make the catch up against the dugout railing. Hendry up on his feet as Jerez checks in on him. A little bit of an awkward angle for the Marauders catcher going out that direction. Almost ended up over by the camera well on that third base side. Santos settles back into the left-handed batter's box. Luis Peralta stands tall on the hill, gets the sign, brings his hands together. The 0-2 pitch again. Santos lays off upstairs for ball one. Peralta rubbing the baseball hard between his hands. Now replaces the glove back onto the right hand. Glove rests against his right hip, gets the sign, and comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Santos takes just a bit outside for ball two. Peralta thought he had him. Hard to blame him. Looked to be right around the corner. Not registering on the ABS technology, though, as a strike. Alexander Vargas takes his leadoff second. He's dancing, and Peralta with a step off. Got off to a pretty big lead, and the shortstop Jarvis suddenly crept in behind him. Here is the set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. A little bit of a check swing by Santos. No go. He held up. Now the count is full. Peralta rolling away the ball that he had. Wants a new one. Soft breeze blowing across the field here. Lee come from left to right. Mostly blue skies overhead. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Peralta nods to the signal. He is ready. The 3-2 pitch. Santos takes strike three of the knees. Three more strikeouts here in the third for Luis Peralta. And we head to the bottom of the third. It remains a one-run game. Tampa 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
A bit of a breeze, a little sun. Not too bad of a Wednesday night here at Leacon Park in Bradenton. Marauders bats trying to get going now. Bottom of the third inning. Bradenton trailing Tampa 1-0. Marauders shortstop Mike Jarvis leads off the inning. First pitch by Yon Castro swung on and fouled back. Marauders with a pair of base runners tonight. Neither one has gone anywhere. First inning single by Rodolfo Nolasco. Second inning walk by Wyatt Hendry. Both men were left stranded on first. The 0-1, Jarvis takes a breaker, then misses high. Castro working effectively, fairly efficiently too. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, laced to the left center gap, falling quickly. Dominguez closes in on it quickly and makes the running catch in left center field. Well, there's that defensive prowess by Jason Dominguez, flagging down that hard-hit line drive in left center. Impressive play. Here comes Brendan Dixon. Got a hold of one for a fly ball his last time up. A fly out to right field. Castro sets. He goes exclusively from the stretch. He deals, and Dixon swings and fouls one off the end of the bat. Tarpon's leading 1-0 on the Jason Dominguez RBI double in the first inning. Castro fires the 0-1. Dixon takes a breaking ball high and inside. Dixon went 0-for-3 with a walk last night. The 1-1. Slow breaking ball. Misses inside ball two. Yon Castro, 2 1/3 scoreless innings here in Bradenton tonight against the Marauders. 2-1 pitch. A fastball buzzed into the zone. First strike, two over the outer half. mentioned, last time out for the right-hander Castro, 3 1/3 scoreless. And for those viewers watching on MILB TV tonight, there's that Clemente cap. Available on Fridays, part of a ticket package. Here's a swing and a liner into center field by Dixon. And he has himself a one-out single here in the third. Now Jacob Gonzalez, Florida State League Player of the Month for April, steps in with an opportunity. Runner on first representing the tying run. Dixon with a cautious lead off first base. Pitch to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Chasing it low, going down to a knee on the follow-through. Gonzalez in April led the league in batting average, hits, total bases, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS. Third in both triples and RBI. Castro deals the 0-1. Gonzalez lays off a breaking pitch away. Ball one. And here in the first few days of May, Gonzalez still at or near the top of the league in most of those statistical categories. The set. And the right-hander's 1-1. Gonzalez takes a fastball for strike two. Team leading 9 multi-hit games this year for Jacob Gonzalez. Hit safely in 16 of his 18 games played in the month of April. Pirates grabbed him in the second round of the, or rather in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft over the offseason. The 1-2 pitch, he swings and lines one foul out of play down the right field line. Last fastball reaching 95 by Yon Castro. He gets the sign, sets. And the 1-2 pitch again. Gonzalez swings and bounces one foul. He was ahead of the breaking ball, able to make contact and stay alive. Brendan Dixon, the runner on first. Lined a one-out single to center field. He represents the tying run for the Marauders here in the third inning. Here comes Castro, the 1-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and grounds one right to the first baseman Guerrero. He steps on the bag for one. The throw to second. The tag is in time to get Brendan Dixon. A 3-6 double play ends the inning. Marauders get zilch here in the third. To the fourth we go. Tampa leads 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here in Bradenton, score remains the Marauders 0, and the Tampa Tarpons leading by 1 run. And And on the beautifully manicured playing field here at Lee Comm Park, it'll be Anthony Siegler leading out for the Tarpons here in the fourth inning. Left-hander Luis Peralta still going strong on the hill. Sitting on 8 strikeouts tonight through 3 innings. First pitch to Siegler misses way upstairs. 3 strikeouts each in the first and third innings for Peralta. 2 in the second. The 1-0. Fastball swung on. Lined hard into left field for a base hit. Anthony Siegler picks up the Tarpons' 4th hit of the evening. And in each of the 4 innings tonight, Tarpons have had the leadoff man in the inning aboard. Here's Grant Richardson, who worked a 6-pitch walk his first plate appearance. Peralta deals, and Richardson, left-handed batter, takes a curveball just inside. Center fielder Jace Bowen playing Richardson well toward the opposite field. Peralta with the 1-0. Fastball that time. Swung on, lifted down the left field line, out of play. Peralta working quickly. Here he comes with the 1-1 toss. Curveball low and inside. Ball 2. Grant Richardson growing up in Fishers, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. And as we told you earlier, went to University of Indiana, 17th round pick last year by the Yankees. Next pitch low and outside, 3-1. Peralta falls behind. Right-hander loosening now for the Marauders. Out in the bullpen appears to be Dante Mendoza. The 3-1 pitch. Check swing, and that pitch near the outside corner. Did he go around? No, he did not. And so Richardson draws ball 4 for the second straight time. Look at Mendoza tossing in that right field bullpen. A single and a walk. Trouble brewing here for the Marauders. Tarpons have runners on first and second with nobody out. And out for a mound visit, pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo. Well, if you're just joining us, not a whole lot to fill you in on the scoring department. Tarpons leading the Marauders 1-0 as we play in the visitors' half of the fourth inning. Only run of the game so far, coming on a Jason Dominguez RBI double into right field. Back in the first inning. Both teams have had base runners since then, not producing runs from those situations. Now Yorman Bazzardo heading back to the dugout. Everybody back to their positions. And Roberto Chirinos the batter for the Tarpons. Peralta comes set. And the pitch, Chirinos swings and bounces one toward third, foul. Michelle Hernandez, Tarpon's defensive coach, fielding that ball, a soft bouncer. He looked at the extended netting over the dugout and thought, well, a little challenging to make it over that. So he flipped it to the Tarpon's dugout. Set of the chest by Peralta. Here's the 0-1. Pitch misses low. Chirinos down on strikes his first trip. 8 strikeouts tonight for Luis Peralta. 1 shy matching his career high, which he set just last week. A look at second, the 1-1 offering. Chirinos lays off high for ball 2. Anthony Siegler, the lead runner on second base. He singled into left field. Grant Richardson on first. He walked. Here's the set by Peralta. He comes home with a 2-1 pitch and time called right before Peralta delivered. And turns out it was actually a pitch clock violation. And so ball 3 added to the count. 3-1 on Chirinos. Lefty sets and delivers a 3-1 pitch. Chirinos takes low and the ball skips away from catcher Hendry. And the bases are loaded anyway. Nobody out. whole world of trouble unfolding now for Peralta and the Marauders. Jonathan Johnston right near the dugout entrance. Not quite on that top step in the moment. Looks like he'll give Peralta the opportunity to face at least one more batter. A single and back-to-back walks, filling the bases for Tampa. Alex Guerrero is next up. Just his fourth plate appearance of the year. First pitch. Big curveball drops in for strike one. Dante Mendoza still working in the Marauders' pen. Peralta with the 0-1 pitch. Big curveball again, high and inside. If Peralta can work his way out of trouble or at least get one out here in the inning, it would be beneficial to the workload for the Marauders' bullpen. The 1-1. Fastball swung on, lifted down the left field line. Shallow. Third baseman Jerez out. Left fielder Romero in. Jerez makes the call and can't make the catch. Oh, boy. Juan Jerez trying to drift back to his left and make the catch, but couldn't look it into his glove. And it's new life for Alex Guerrero at the plate. And Jerez going toward the foul, the warning track in foul territory, and had to make a late adjustment back to his left, the spin carrying the ball back that way. And the Marauders going to try and make that a moot point. They would hate for that to be a out they wish they could have. The 1-2 pitch coming, a swing and a foul. Line drive softly to the left side into the metal bleachers. Peralta got Guerrero looking at a fastball knee high last time up for strike three. He sets. And the 1-2 pitch again. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. Luis Peralta matches his career high with 9 strikeouts. And he will not get the chance for another. Here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the first base dugout. He's going to go and get Dante Mendoza from the Marauders bullpen. So Luis Peralta will leave the scene with bases loaded and one away here in the fourth inning. Tampa already staked out to a 1-0 lead. We'll step aside for a moment and come right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Little thrash metal courtesy of Metallica greeting the arrival of right-hander Dante Mendoza. He takes over in a bases-loaded one-out situation here in the fourth inning with the Marauders already trailing the Tarpons 1-0. Mendoza, the man Jonathan Johnston, is going to trust to bail the Marauders out of trouble here in the fourth inning as he takes over for left-hander Luis Peralta. All in all, not a bad outing for Peralta, who strikes out 9, matching his career high, but leaves quite a bit on the base paths, and Mendoza will look to wiggle his way out of trouble. Luis Santos, right-handed hitting second baseman, steps up. Mendoza's first toss is a fastball jam shot fouled into the Marauders' dugout. It's Santos, a little bit shell-shocked, hit the ground for a moment. And he'll dust himself off and get settled back into the box. Mendoza with a microscopic ERA at 1. 9 innings of work out of a handful of appearances all in relief this year. He's done a good job. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball just misses inside for ball 1. Anthony Siegler on third base for the Tarpons. Grant Richardson on second. Roberto Chirinos on first. The 1-1. Breaking ball again. Too high. Ball 2. Dante Mendoza, the 23-year-old righty from Torrance, California. Ready. His 2-1 pitch. A swing and a foul back this way over the roof. And the count moves to 2-2. Luis Peralta finishes 3 1/3 innings. 2 hits allowed. Walked 4, struck out 9. 1 run allowed so far. He is, of course, responsible for all 3 men on the bases. The 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball. Swing and a bouncer to short. Right there for it is Jarvis. Flips to Dixon for 1. Dixon on to first. Not nearly in time. Santos beats it out and a run comes home on the play. Siegler scores from third, and the Tarpons now lead 2-0. Just not quite hard hit enough. The Marauders did all they could. Taylor made double play ball, unfortunately for Bradenton. Santos a little too quick down the line. That brings up the leadoff man, Alexander Vargas. Runners on the corners and 2 away. Here's the first toss. Up and away for ball 1. Grant Richardson, the man on third base, with Luis Santos at first. Here's the set. Mendoza deals the 1-0. Fastball misses outside. The Tarpons tonight, 2 runs on 4 hits. The Marauders, no runs on 2 hits. Vargas circles the bat over his left shoulder and gets the 2-0 from the right-hander. Swinging a ground ball hit weakly to the second baseman. Dixon shuffles to his left, gathers it, throws to first in time, inning over. Minimal damage done here in the fourth, but the Marauders trail 2-0, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Rodolfo Nolasco up for his second go-round tonight. Marauders trailing the Tarpons 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning at Leacon Park. Right-hander Yon Castro fires, and it's a breaking ball. Caught on a missed, strike 1. Spencer Smith back with you on this Wednesday night. Glad to have you along for the ride, wherever you may be listening from or watching. Here's the 0-1 offering. Lone outside with a breaking ball for ball 1. Tarpons scored first in this game in the first inning. RBI double by Jason Dominguez. They added one run in the top of the fourth on an RBI infield grounder by Luis Santos. Next pitch, a fastball, almost painted the black on the outside corner. Just missed outside, ball two. Nolasco lined a single, his first time up. He awaits a 2-1 from Castro. Here it is from the righty. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike two. That breaker has been a nifty one for Castro tonight. Lots of swings and misses. Only two strikeouts to show for it, but Castro has kept the Marauders off balance. 2-2. Breaking ball, take in just outside for ball three. Oh. Anthony Siegler not jazzed about not getting the call for his battery mate. Count is 3-2. Nolasco with a slight bend in the knees, batting from the right side. Castro with a payoff pitch, breaking ball, swinging a pop-up. Shallow left field, close to the line. Left fielder Richardson coming in. And Richardson can't make the catch. It falls onto the ground. And Nolasco in safely at second base, standing up. Communication breakdown in shallow left field. Richardson left fielder. Chirinos the shortstop. Came close to each other, almost collided. And Richardson made the call a little bit too late. Even overran it by a step or two. Now Jace Bowen, who's been reliable with men in scoring position all season, will step into the box. Tying run at the plate here for the Marauders. Nolasco leads off second base. And the pitch. Bowen swings at a breaking ball, lines it into left field for a base hit. Nolasco up to third base. He stops right there as Bowen has himself a line drive single. Just a little humpback line drive over the outstretched reach of the leaping third baseman Cabrera. And Bradenton with men on the corners, nobody out. At first play of the inning, by the way, just to clarify, ruled a double for Rodolfo Nolasco. Juan Jerez, the hitter, he represents the go-ahead run at the plate. Castro deals, and a swing and a bouncing ball to short could be two. Chirinos flips to Santos for one. Santos to first in time at double play. Marauders bring their first run of the evening home, though. As Nolasco scores from third, it's now 2-1. So not the way the Marauders were hoping to get their first run of the night. But they do get on the board, and they trim that deficit back down to one run. Wyatt Hendry bats next. Pitch, big breaking ball, a strike. Castro with the 0-1. That pitch flattens out and misses high. Sun setting, shade overtaking most of the field here at Lecom. The 1-1, Hendry swings and hits a blooper towards shallow center. This is trouble, in for a base hit. Right fielder Santos making a nice pick, a little trap in right center field. Coming away with that ball and preventing Hendry from going any further. So Wyatt Hendry checks in with a second, a hit with a in the second straight game. A little Bermuda triangle started to form there between second baseman, right fielder, and center fielder. Timeout called. Here's manager Rachel Balkovec out to the mound. And she will make the move to the bullpen here. Yon Castro finished. The Marauders have trimmed the deficit to 2-1 here in the fourth inning. And a new pitcher coming in for Tampa. We'll be right back after these messages. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Six-foot-seven left-hander Danny Watson, the new pitcher. Six-foot-seven right-hander, should say. Danny Watson is the new pitcher for the Tarpons here in the fourth inning. Home half of the frame. Marauders trimming their deficit from 2 runs to 1 run. And Danny Watson inherits Wyatt Hendry, the runner on first base, and 2 outs here in the fourth. So finish for the night, starter Yon Castro. He goes 3 2/3. 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, allowed 5 hits. 1 run allowed so far. His book not yet closed as he is responsible for Hendry on first base. Alexander Mojica will step to the plate for the Marauders. Big chance to drive in that tying run from first. And Mojica himself, standing in the box, represents the go-ahead run for Bradenton. Watson, the tall righty, kicks and deals. And the pitch is high and inside, and that grazed Mojica on the hand. He'll take first on the hit-by-pitch. And you could even hear it, the little click right before that ball arrived in the catcher's mitt. Just a little glancing blow to Mojica. He seems to be okay. So now that go-ahead run is on first base. And Randy Romero, the hitter. Danny Watson, a 4.61 ERA on the season. Comes set and delivers to Romero. Slider sweeps outside ball one. That's a big slider for the right-hander. Comes in at a low arm slot. Sidearm delivery. Those can especially be tough on right-handed batters. 21-year-old righty sets. Here's the 1-0. Romero checks his swing at a slider low. Snap throw down to second base. Not in time. Hendry just dives in safely. But Randy Romero couldn't hold up on the check swing. It's 1-1. The Yankees drafted Danny Watson last year in the 15th round out of Virginia Commonwealth University. Each of his 7 appearances this season have been in relief. The 1-1 pitch. Low and outside and a great backhand stab by Siegler. He throws it to second base and Hendry is back in safely. Dwight Hendry giving Anthony Siegler with those palms down gesture of, hey, take it easy. That's going back to last night when Siegler did the same to Hendry when he delivered a little snap throw to second base. 2-1 pitch up and away from Watson for ball three. Hendry with a little bit of a grin on his face as he returned that joking gesture to his counterpart. He represents the tying run on second base. Alexander Mojica on first, the go-ahead run for the Marauders. 3-1. Romero swings late and misses. Strike two. Danny Watson pitched in 3 games last year for the Tarpons. All in relief. Wasn't very successful. 5 runs allowed over 2 2/3. Full count here. 2 outs. The runners go. The pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. Second baseman Santos ranges to his left. Throw it to first in time. And the inning over. The Marauders get 1 run only. Here in the fourth inning, we move to the fifth. Tampa 2, Bradenton 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
a toasty Wednesday evening. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Lecom Park in Bradenton, where the Marauders trail the Tampa Tarpons by a score of 2-1. Make our way to the fifth inning. Right-hander Dante Mendoza will get a first full inning of relief tonight. We saw him take over for lefty Luis Peralta with one out and bases loaded in the fourth inning. And so here in the fifth, he's set to face 2, 3, and 4, right in the heart of the order for the Tarpons. Jason Dominguez, switch hitter, will turn around and bat left-handed for the first time tonight. Yankees, number 3 prospect, an RBI double back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Dominguez takes outside. Dominguez put a charge into that ball to right field for that first inning RBI double. Mendoza sets, delivers the 1-0, and Dominguez takes a hair off the outside corner. That's 2-0. Two runs, 4 hits for the Tarpons, 1 run, 5 hits for the Marauders. The 2-0 pitch, low and outside for ball 3. Not the start Mendoza was looking for to begin the inning. Short, dark brown hair under the gold hat for Mendoza. He brings his hands together away from his chest. The 3-0 pitch, Dominguez takes. And not sure where that pitch missed, but it misses evidently for ball 4. Jason Dominguez drawing the leadoff walk. Marcos Cabrera next up. Righty-righty matchup. Mendoza fires. Cabrera backs away from a pitch in tight. Ball 1. Mendoza with the 1-0. There's a swing and a flare to shallow left field. This ball actually carrying it to medium depth. Randy Romero over to his left. He makes the routine catch. Round number 1. Touch briefly on the numbers for Dante Mendoza as he came in this evening. First 5 appearances. Only 1 earned run allowed over his first 9 innings. Opponents batting a paltry 133 against him. And he's racked up 14 strikeouts over those first 9 innings. He's done a phenomenal job out of the Marauders bullpen. 1 out, a runner on first. Here's Madison Santos. First pitch upstairs. Stadium lights on. Golden hour approaching here in Bradenton. Pinkish and purplish clouds on the horizon beyond the outfield. Runner breaks. Pitch is swung on and foul back. Jason Dominguez had a good jump off of first. He'll have to head back. Some action now in the Marauders' bullpen. Out of right field, Denny Roman loosening up. Shortstop Jarvis playing fairly close to the bag here toward the middle. 1-1 pitch, runner not moving this time. Pitch is low, ball 2. Santos trying to put a ball in play for the first time tonight. Down on strikes each of his first 2 at-bats. Mendoza spins and throws to first. Dominguez in safely, standing. Didn't have a big lead that time around, at least at that particular moment. Tarpons lead 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Santos draping the bat over his left shoulder. Gets the 2-1 offering. And it misses outside for ball 3. My goodness. Fans getting restless again. Not locking the automated strike zone here. Ryander sets. His 3-1 pitch, Santos takes high for ball 4, and they're 2 aboard with only 1 away. Walks have been a real struggle for the Marauders pitching staff this year. Coming into tonight, Bradenton leading the Florida State League with 101 walks allowed. Marauders staff now 6 combined walks on the game. Bradenton for a stretch there during that Daytona Beach series. And multiple games in a row, 6 or more walks issued. Here's Anthony Siegler, first pitch. He swings and a jam shot, foul back. Danny Roman continuing to heat up in the Marauders' bullpen. Mendoza and the Marauders would love a ground ball to the infield with first and second one out here in the fifth. The 0-1, Siegler takes a big breaking ball, drops in there for strike two. Nicely placed pitch by Mendoza. He's ahead 0-2. Jason Dominguez on second base for the Tarpons. Madison Santos on first. Mendoza deals the 0-2. There's a swing and a drive out to left field. Romero sprinting back, and he reaches up and makes the catch, moving to his right. Retreating both runners. Dominguez back to second. Santos back into first base. Good job by Romero to track that ball quickly. Grant Richardson up next. Danny Roman ready and waiting in that Marauders pen now. Pitch to Richardson. Swinging a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit into center field. Dominguez around third. He's being waved home. Center fielder Bowen's throw goes towards second. And there's the tag by the second baseman Dixon onto the incoming runner. The run, however, does count on the play. So the Tarpons re-extend their lead to 3-1 as the inning comes to a close. The bottom of the fifth is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Fine evening here in Bradenton this Wednesday night at Leecom Park. It's game two of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders trailing by two as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Mike Jarvis leads off for the home club. First pitch is a slider into the zone, strike one from the towering right-hander, Danny Watson. Watson with the windup and the big righty's 0-1. Taken high, ball one. Jarvis lined out hard to the center fielder Dominguez's first time up. Shot that one toward the left center gap. Dominguez able to flag it down. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a cue shot off the end of the bat. Slider had him out in front. That ball foul, rolling over toward the first base dugout. Mike Jarvis, the super utility man who's played a handful of different positions already this season. Starting at shortstop tonight, ninth man in the order. The 1-2, high and inside as Jarvis leans out of the way. Almost got him. Jarvis digs his way back in. Deep crouch in his stance from the right side. 2-2, swinging a line drive foul out of play on the first base side. Had the chance to talk to Mike about why he modifies that stance with two strikes and says it just helps him see the ball a little better. That was the gist of it. Faces another two-strike pitch here. The 2-2 from Watson is swung on, popped up right back this way, and up toward the upper reaches of the extended netting. That's going to roll all the way back down. Ball lands right in front of Brendan Dixon, and a couple of fans reminding him heads up. Takes a little bit for new players to readjust to that quirk. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul back. We'll do it again. Mike Jarvis, a good battle here. Next pitch will be number 7 to the Marauders shortstop. Watson delivers, and a swing and a miss by Jarvis. He's down on a slider, strike 3. Well, unfortunately, this game so far for Bradenton looking somewhat like a carbon copy of last night's game. Marauders last night wrapping out just 4 hits, all singles, getting 1 run off of it. Marauders tonight, as we play here in the 5th, just 1 run on 5 hits. Pitch to Brendan Dixon is a fastball for a strike. 3 runs on 5 hits, meanwhile, for the Tarpons this evening. Here's the 0-1. Dixon takes strike 2 over the outer half slider that time in the zone. Danny Roman, left-hander in the Marauders' pen, a few extra tosses. The 0-2. Fastball upstairs, ball 1. Seems likely that Roman will be the man to pitch the 6th for Bradenton. He's a man who can give you multiple innings out of the bullpen. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's taken outside corner for strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts by the side-arming righty Danny Watson. Jacob Gonzalez will try and get something sparked now. Bases empty, 2 away. Tarpons lead the Marauders 3-1. Pitch to Gonzalez. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. There's Denny Roman with that infamous aquamarine glove, ready to pitch the next inning likely. Here's a swing and a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Torino's ranging behind the bag, grabs it, throws to first in time. Great play to get Gonzalez at first, and the inning is over. Still a 3-1 Tampa lead as we make our way to the 6th here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, right before Denny Roman throws his first pitch in relief tonight for the Marauders, an automatic strike given into the count against Roberto Chirinos. A pitch clock violation to begin the sixth inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's lined into left field for a base hit, and that makes the pitch clock violation a moot point. So the first true pitch thrown by Denny Roman, laced into left field for a single. And the Tarpons, yet another leadoff base runner in an inning. They've done so in every inning at the plate so far tonight. Roberto Chirinos, his first base knock of the game. So Denny Roman, the pride of Zacatecas, Mexico, will go to work against Alex Guerrero. Left-handed batter takes a first pitch fastball strike. Alex Guerrero down on strikes twice tonight. Roberto Chirinos runs pretty well on first base. The 0-1 from Roman. Guerrero swings over the top of a breaking ball, knocked down by Hendry in the dirt. Well done. Guerrero faces an 0-2 count. Six straight innings to begin this game in which the Tarpons have gotten their leadoff man in the frame aboard. There's a pickoff move to first. Chirinos dives in safely. And in three of those instances, that leadoff base runner has come around to score for the Tarpons. They lead 3-1 here at Lecom Park, top of the sixth inning. Roman with the 0-2 pitch. Guerrero swing and a miss, strike three. He's down on strikes for the third time tonight. That brings up Luis Santos. The natives of Mexico squaring off here. Santos, right-handed batter, gets pitch number one from Roman. That's low and outside, ball one. Roman from Zacatecas. Luis Santos from Paso de la Boca in the Mexican state of Veracruz. The 1-0 toss. That fastball comes in too tight. That's 2-0. Denny Roman follows Dante Mendoza. Inning in two-thirds, he allowed a run. Just his second earned run allowed this year. Roman with a 2-0. That fastball is in there for strike one. For Tampa this evening, one run in the first, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Marauders getting their lone run in the fourth inning. Scoring on a double play grounder by Juan Jerez. Pick off to first, quick move by Roman. And in safely again, Chirinos. Chirinos sharing a smile and a chuckle with manager Rachel Balkovec, who coaches first base. Here's the 2-1. Swinging a crack bat grounder to second. Dixon has it. Goes to short for one. Out there. Throw to first is much too late from Jarvis. He did everything he could. But too much speed motoring down the line by Santos. And the Marauders settle for the lead runner only. So 4-6 the putout recorded. And I think Chirinos at first didn't realize that he'd been called out. Job by Dixon, spinning to his right side, making that quick throw. Beautiful sunset forming up beyond right field tonight here in Bradenton. Alexander Vargas stands in, and the pitch. Vargas appeared to be taking all the way, looks at a strike. Two away for Tampa, top of the sixth inning. They lead the Marauders 3-1. Pick off to first, and that sails over the head of Jacob Gonzalez and rolls down the right field line. Into second base goes Santos. He wants three, and the right fielder Nolasco has trouble getting that ball up against the sidewall. And it's a two-base pickoff throwing error by Denny Roman. Luis Santos getting a quick read and picking up his third base coach, Michelle Hernandez. As that errant throw rattled around against the padded sidewall down the right field line. Now it's a runner on third with two outs. The 0-1 pitch to Vargas. There's a swing and a miss in the dirt. Knocked down by Hendry. Nicely done. And the count 0-2. First error of the night by either team on that throwing miscue. The set. Roman with the 0-2 pitch. Vargas takes another bouncer in the dirt. Again, knocked down, kept in front by Wyatt Hendry. Danny Roman wearing the black long sleeves underneath his white jersey. Leans in for the signal from Hendry. Glances over his shoulder of the runner on third and now comes set. The 1-2 pitch to Vargas is taken again in the dirt for ball two. Couldn't get him to chase. Roman trying to waste some pitches and get Vargas to chase for a strikeout. Alexander Vargas wisely holding off. Roman really trusting his catcher, Hendry. He's done a good job blocking balls tonight. The 2-2 from the left-hander. Vargas takes in the dirt once again. And the count is full. Three and two the count on the leadoff hitter in the order for the Tarpons. Runner on third, Luis Santos with two outs. 3-2 pitch is taken up and away for ball four, and the inning continues. 7 walks tonight by Marauders pitching. And here's a dangerous bat at Jason Dominguez. Runners on the corners with two gone. Danny Roman trying to escape a jam here in the sixth inning and at least keep the game close. Here's the pitch. Dominguez swings and lifts it to shallow right field. The second baseman Dixon going out. The right fielder Nolasco in. He wants it. He makes the call and the catch, and the inning is over. No damage done here in the sixth after all. Two men left stranded by the Tarpons. We move to the bottom of the sixth. Tampa leads by two. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Sun setting here in Bradenton. The Marauders trying to get the bats working. First pitch to Rodolfo Nolasco is a fastball too high from new right-hander Zach Messinger. Messinger, third different pitcher to toe the rubber tonight for Tampa. Tarpons leading the Marauders 3-1 as we open up the bottom of the sixth. The 1-0 pitch to Nolasco, up and in. Nolasco turning quickly away from it. For the Tarpons tonight, 3 runs on 6 hits. The Marauders, 1 run on 5 hits. 6'6" right-hander winds up and deals. 2-0 swung on and fouled hard back into the screen. Adolfo Nolasco, 2 for 2, a single and a double tonight. Full windup in the right-hander's 2-1. Nolasco looks at one just low for ball three. That double last time up by Nolasco. Sort of a bloop double, if you will, to left field. Left fielder Richardson, shortstop Chirinos, not able to make the call of one another off in time. 3-1 pitch is skied on the right side out of play. And the ball ended up just falling down for a base hit. 3-2 here on Nolasco. Zach Messinger, 4.50 ERA, 1.25 whip over 8 relief appearances this season. Is 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Chase Bowen will step in next. And really, this game so far has just felt so much like last night's series opener. Marauders bats coming out a little flat. First pitch to Jace Bowen. Bounced foul behind home plate. Zach Messinger hailing from Chandler, Indiana. Just outside of Evansville. Down in the very southern tip of the state of Indiana. Into his motion, the 0-1. Breaking ball, low and outside. Puffy clouds up beyond right center field, way off in the distance. A couple of flashes of lightning within those clouds. Messinger into his motion. 1-1 to Bowen. He swings and skies this one a mile high towards shallow center. Two middle infielders converging. The second baseman, Santos, wants it. And almost tumbling backwards, he sticks with it and makes the catch. Well done by Luis Santos, the second baseman. And the first two Marauders to the plate here in the sixth are retired. Zach Messinger is 6'6" righty, 225 pounds. Drafted by the Yankees out of Virginia in the 13th round last year. Here's Juan Jerez. First pitch low and away in the dirt. This is Messinger's pro debut season. Opponents batting just 239 off of him. 17 strikeouts over 12 and two-thirds innings now. 1-0. Fastball just outside. Jerez, hands held quietly away from his chest. Awaits the 2-0. Here it is. A swing and a miss. Big rip late on the fastball. Jerez was the man who brought home the only Marauders run so far. Didn't get credit for an RBI, though, as the run scored from third on a double play grounder. 2-1 pitch. Fastball nearly over the outside corner, but ruled wide, ball three. Those keeping score at home, who may be new to scoring, that's the rule. Double play, hit into a double play, and a run scores. You do not get credit for a run batted in. X pitch misses. Jerez draws ball four. He gets a two-out walk. His first time on the bases tonight. I'll bring up Wyatt Hendry, who represents the tying run. And with that two-out walk, Juan Jerez has now reached base safely in 11 of his last 13 games. Hendry, a walk and a single this evening. Here's the pitch. The right-handed batter takes a backdoor slider on the inside corner for a strike. Jerez strapping that little black oven mitt hand protector on his left hand. He takes his lead off first base. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hendry tried to check his swing, couldn't hold up on the filthy slider. Messinger, the big right-hander, letting his right arm hang loosely by his side as he gets the sign. Now the set. And the 0-2 toss. Swing and a miss. Hendry late on the fastball. Strike three. A man left stranded on first for the Marauders here in the sixth. We move to the seventh. Still 3-1 Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Here on May the 4th, we say, May the 4th be with you. Tonight is not our Star Wars night here at Lecom Park, but Star Wars night is coming up on Saturday, June the 11th. Tickets are on sale now at BradentonMarauders.com. Here's Marcos Cabrera leading off the 7th. Check swing, he couldn't hold up. At strike one, lefty Danny Roman back to work on the bump. Tarpons lead the Marauders 3-1 as we open up the 7th inning. The 0-1 to Cabrera. Check swing again at a pitch in the dirt, and he went around on this one. Strike two. Base umpire Matt Watkowski pumping his fist for strike two. Marcos Cabrera 0-3, a pair of strikeouts tonight. Roman with the 0-2. Cabrera lays off high, ball one. Tall and slender Marcos Cabrera, batting from the right side. Very closed off stance. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Little check swing this time. They appeal. No go that time. Danny Roman doing an excellent job in long relief for the Marauders this season. Shrinking that ERA down to 2.35 on the year. The 2-2. Fastball pounded onto the ground right to the second baseman, Dixon. He's got it. Sidearm toss to first in time. Round number one. A little more on our Star Wars night coming up on Saturday, June the 11th against the Clearwater Threshers. Star Wars night back in Bradenton that night. Join in the fun with character appearances and immerse yourself in everything you love about the galaxy far, far away. Marauders will also be wearing Star Wars themed jerseys that night. Those jerseys will be auctioned off with all proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Hope you can join us that night. First pitch, a breaking ball from Roman to Madison Santos. He cuts and misses. Well, games like these, the pressure really falls on the Marauders' pitching staff to keep the game within reach. Bradenton bats not gaining any traction just yet. 0-1 pitch, swung on, popped foul. This is out of play to the third base side. Madison Santos has struck out twice, and he has walked. Here's the set. Roman the lefty with the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing, and he fights it off foul. Roman this past winter played in the Mexican Pacific League with Mayos de Navojoa. Ended up missing quite a bit of time last year with an injury. Here's the 0-2 again. That's taken a bit high, ball one. Maybe a tad outside. Base is empty with one away for the Tarpons, who lead the Marauders by two here in the seventh inning. Roman delivers the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, knocked down by Hendry. Slate blue skies all around the ballpark here in Bradenton. A few clouds moving in from the southeast. That's off on the right field side of the ballpark. 2-2 pitch. Taken low and outside for ball three. Santos works the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Madison Santos showing the high navy blue socks. Feet spread wide apart in the box. The payoff pitch. Taken low for ball four, and it's a one-out walk. That is 8 free passes issued by Marauders pitching tonight. And that is one shy matching the season high. Season high of 9 set last week by the Marauders pitching staff. Anthony Siegler, the next man up. Here's the toss. Siegler takes at the knees, a called strike. Big lightning strike. Shooting down toward the ground beyond right center field as that pitch came. Siegler, the switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw. Quick pickoff move to first. And the tag late from Gonzalez. Danny Roman likes to vary those pickoff moves. He'll go quick snap throw sometimes. He'll go high leg kick sometimes. The 0-1. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to third. That's foul. And Michelle Hernandez not able to come up with it. He'll chase that down after it bounces off the rolled-up tarp along the side. Former minor league catcher, longtime minor league catcher, Michelle Hernandez, defensive coach on staff for the Tarpons. Here's Roman from the stretch. The 0-2 to Siegler. He takes strike three. Off-speed pitch finding its mark, and Denny Roman picks up his second strikeout of the night. Grant Richardson next up. Lefty on lefty, the runner on first and two outs. The pitch, fastball for a strike on the outside corner. You look at the game logs of Denny Roman, and regularly he's been a guy called upon to pitch two or more innings. In one case, more than 4 innings. Pickoff move to first again. Santos in, standing up. Season high in innings pitched for Roman is 4 1/3. He did that just a few days ago against Dunedin. The 0-1, swinging a drive down the left field line, pushed foul. Marauders have not yet managed to retire Richardson tonight. He has walked twice and came away with an RBI single in the 5th inning. Tagged out at second base on the play. He tried to stretch his hit to a double. Here comes the 0-2. Richardson, a swing and a miss of the big breaking ball. Strike three. Denny Roman, a scoreless 7th. And it's time to stretch here at Leacom Park. Marauders looking for hits. They trail 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marty the Marauder here at Leacom Park with his nightly dance routine in the middle of the seventh inning. A little blast from the past today, and a little bit harrowing to say that's from the past. Gangnam Style was Marty the Marauder's choice of tunes tonight. Alexander Mojica leads off the bottom of the seventh for Bradenton, goes after the first pitch and pops it foul off toward the Fan Plaza on the first base side. Marauders needing hits, needing runs here in game two of the series. They trail by two. Only one run on five hits. Here comes Zach Messinger, the tall righty with the pitch. And he misses by a hair for ball one. Fastball in the mid-90s from Messinger, product of Virginia. Here's the 1-1 toss. Mojica takes a slider that breaks low and outside, bounces to the backstop. Athletics run in the family for Zach Messinger and his family. His dad, Dennis, played basketball at Olney Central College. His mom, Lisa, played volleyball at the University of Evansville, close to home. 2-1 pitch swung on and foul back. And the count even at 2 on Alexander Mojica. Tarpon's pitching staff has been rock solid tonight. Yon Castro, Danny Watson, Zach Messinger. Three men responsible for this one-run, five-hit masterpiece by the visitors. 2-2, swinging a bouncing ball to first. That is a foul ball the other way by Mojica. Alexander trying to break himself out of a slump. Went down on strikes in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth. Just a glancing blow to the hand. Messinger. Right-hander into his windup, and the 2-2 again. Mojica swings and lines it softly to third. Off the glove in the backhand reach of the third baseman Cabrera. He won't have a play. Ball skips just about 12 to 15 feet away from him. And curious to see what the ruling will be on that play. They're going to give Mojica a base hit. So an infield single for Alexander Mojica as Marcos Cabrera at third base can't quite handle that ball hit to the backhand side. Luke Brown is going to pinch it for Randy Romero. Left-handed batter to face the righty. Here's the set by Messinger and the pitch. Brown takes a whack at one and misses strike one. Randy Romero finishes his evening 0 for 2 from the number 8 spot in the order. Alexander Mojica takes his lead off first after his infield single. The 0-1 toss to Brown. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. A couple of fastballs up in the zone, not able to connect on either. Here's the set by the righty. His 0-2 offering. Brown swings and misses again. Strike 3. So one down for Bradenton. Very quickly running out of outs as we move our way here into the late innings. Mike Jarvis. I'll try and spark something for the Marauders. Alexander Mojica on first base. Marauders would hate to squander a leadoff base runner here in the inning. Jarvis lined out to the center fielder. His first time up, struck out his previous time. First pitch, big breaking ball for a strike over the outside corner. Tarpon's 3, Marauders 1, home half of the seventh. The 0-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike 2. That is a good-looking slider from Zach Messinger. Infield shading the righty hitter slightly to the pole side. The 0-2, Jarvis swings and misses strike 3. Strikeout starting to pile up here for the Marauders. Some nasty relief work by Tarpon's pitching. That'll bring up Brendan Dixon. Three runs, six hits for the Tarpons. One run, six hits for the Marauders tonight. First pitch to Dixon. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Marauders bats just not catching up to that fastball from Zach Messinger. Six-foot-six righty set to the belt. The 0-1 pitch and time called by Dixon right as Messinger lifted his leg. Caleb Martin granting that time call awfully late. Here's the set. The 0-1. Dixon swings, pops it up. Let's get out of play the first base side. Count 0-2 in the Marauders' leadoff man and second baseman Dixon, who's 1-for-3. Here's the set as Mojica takes his lead off first base. The 0-2 pitch to Dixon, low and outside. He held off that tough slider. Messinger trying to get him to chase, almost did. Ryaner leans in for the sign. He nods, comes to an agreement, and sets. The 1-2, low and outside again. Fastball missed its mark. On this Wednesday night, the Marauders looking for a late surge. Only one run on six hits through their first 6 2/3 innings of the dish tonight. Ready, Messinger fires the 2-2 pitch. Dixon swings and sends this one deep to left field. Richardson back. He's sprinting out of the warning track, looking up. Goodbye! Brendan Dixon with a game-tying 2-run homer. Into the left field bleachers, Brendan Dixon has brought the Marauders even at 3-3 here in the seventh inning. What a blast by Brendan Dixon, his third home run of the season and his second to leave the ballpark. That brings up Jacob Gonzalez. Here's the pitch by Messinger. Swing and a miss. Gonzo taking a big rip and a fastball up in the zone. Gonzalez trying to follow up by sparking a new rally for the Marauders. Trying to help them get their first lead of the night. The 0-1. Gonzalez takes outside on a slider. Broke hard but missed the zone by a wide margin. Messinger winds and deals. 1-1 pitch is lined hard. A base hit down the left field line. Gonzalez turning around first hard. He wants two. Left fielder Richardson digging the ball up in the corner by the bullpen. And Jacob Gonzalez pulls up at second with a two-out double. Just out of the reach of the third baseman Cabrera to his backhand side. And the Marauders have the go-ahead run in scoring position here in the seventh inning. A trip to the mound by the catcher, Anthony Siegler. Well, how the tide has suddenly changed here in the seventh inning. Marauders bats largely quiet through their first six innings. As we see a right-hander loosening for the Tarpons now, Trevor Holloway. Here comes the pitching coach out for a mound visit, Grayson Crawford. Started with a one-out, leadoff infield single by Alexander Mojica. Couple of strikeouts, then a two-strike count on Brendan Dixon. Looking like the Marauders were in trouble of wasting another opportunity with a man on base. Instead, Brendan Dixon working the count to 2-2 and swatting a game-tying two-run shot into the left field bleachers. Jacob Gonzalez following up with a stand-up double to left field. And now that go-ahead run in scoring position for Rodolfo Nolasco, who will dig in as this mound visit comes to an end. In steps Nolasco. Righty on righty. Jacob Gonzalez on second with two away. And the pitch. Nolasco takes a big slider onto the inside corner for a strike. With that double, Jacob Gonzalez has reached base safely in each of the 21 games he has played this year. Messinger checks second, the 0-1. Slider way outside, a lunging grab by Siegler on the backhand side. Gonzalez patiently waiting on second as he takes his lead. Nolasco gets the 1-1. He swings big and misses strike two. 2-for-3 night for Nolasco. Single in the first, a double in the fourth. Trying to bring home Jacob Gonzalez from second base with a score tied at 3 here in the seventh. The 1-2. Nolasco swings and lines one right to the second baseman. Santos, inning over, but the Marauders tie it on the Brendan Dixon two-run shot. Move to the eighth here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tied up at 3 now here at Lecom Park as we go to the 8th inning. Left-hander Denny Roman remains on the mound for the Marauders. He deals and gets a fastball strike into the zone on Roberto Chirinos. Bottom 3 in the order for the Tarpons here in the 8th inning. Roberto Chirinos, Alex Guerrero, Luis Santos, the three men due up. The 0-1 pitch, take in just outside, ball 1. Picturesque and fascinating series of lightning strikes, brightening up the dark skies beyond right center field as that last pitch came. The set, and the left-hander's 1-1 offering. Chirino swings and grounds it back up the middle. Base hit past the diving shortstop Jarvis. Left fielder Brown gets the ball in quickly towards second base. A wide turnaround first by Chirinos. And right after the Marauders tie it up, Tarpons have put the potential go-ahead run aboard. Mentioned Luke Brown just now. He does remain in the game defensively as the new left fielder after pinch hitting for Randy Romero in the seventh inning. Alex Guerrero 0-for-3 down on strikes each time tonight. The pitch, Guerrero takes a fastball, strike one. Brendan Dixon, a game-tying two-run homer to left field moments ago in the bottom of the seventh. All squared up at 3. Here's the pitch. Guerrero swings and skies it to shallow center. The shortstop Jarvis going out onto the grass. He wants it. Makes the call and the one-handed easy catch. Guerrero retired. One away for the Tarpons here in the 8th inning. Luis Santos will bat next. Right-hander tossing in the bullpen for Bradenton. Ryan Right-handed batter gets the first offering from Roman. Ball dropped by Hendry. Pitch is called a strike, though. 0-1 on Luis Santos. I think Santos is pointing toward his left ear, wanting to signal for a challenge. That is not being utilized tonight. 0-1 pitch to Santos. Swing and a pop-up back this way. Headed toward the fan plaza. Count 0-2. Roman is set with a man on first, one gone. The 0-2 to Santos is swung on, lifted to left field. Charging in is Brown. Has a beat on it. Waits underneath it and makes the one-handed grab for round number two. Two and two-thirds innings of work tonight from Denny Roman. Looking good. And trying to get the Marauders through this eighth inning. And turn it over to the bats to try and get some more scoring going. First here is Alexander Vargas. Runner breaks. Pitch is low for a ball. Throw to second by Hendry. Not in time. Roberto Chirinos swipes his second base of the year and moves himself into scoring position. Now Roman will have to maneuver around a man in scoring position. Score tied at three here in the eighth. Roman deals the 0-1, and it's low and inside. Vargas stepping over the top of that pitch. And a quick correction. That pitch as the runner went was called a strike, so the count is 1-1 on Alexander Vargas. Lefty sets. And the 1-1 toss. Vargas swings and grounds one hard to short. Jarvis right there for it. Throw to first. A bullet in time. Inning over. A man left stranded at second. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at Lecom. Score tied at three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The skies are dark, the lights are on, and Marauders and the Tarpons are tied at three here at Lecom Park as we open up the bottom of the eighth inning. New right-hander Jack Neely takes over on the mound for the Tarpons. Jace Bowen leads off for the Marauders here in the home half of the eighth. Neely deals, and Bowen checks his swing and can't hold up. On the first pitch slider, he was looking fastball. Jack Neely, the latest of one of many very tall human beings out of this Tarpons bullpen. Comes set away from his chest, deals the 0-1. Slider again, low and outside. Bowen not biting. Jack Neely stands 6'8", 225 pounds from San Antonio, Texas. From the first base end of the rubber, he sets and deals the 1-1 pitch. Bowen lays off low and away. Neely, the Yankees' 11th round pick last year out of Ohio State. 7 appearances for him this year, 5.40 ERA. Opponents batting just 147 against him. His 2-1 pitch. Bowen lays off low for ball three. Fastball in 96. He throws BBs. And he's really racked up the strikeouts, averaging more than 2 strikeouts per inning this year. 10 innings of work, 21 strikeouts. Here's the 3-1. Bowen swings and misses. He chased it a little outside. Bowen 1-for-3. Softly lined single in the fourth inning. Trying to get aboard here for the Marauders and represent that go-ahead run. The 3-2 pitch. Bowen takes low and outside for ball four, and there is your go-ahead run on first base here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Huge opportunity for Juan Jerez. Tampa outfield plays him straight away. Infield swung around slightly to the pole side on the right-handed batter. Neely lifts his leg and delivers. Jerez checks, swings one foul. He was trying to get out of the way simultaneously. Instead, the 97-mile-per-hour heater meets his bat and results in strike one. Neely gets the sign from Siegler. And ready. Runner breaks for second. Pitch is high. Throw to second by Siegler. Safe is Jace Bowen at second. His second steal of the season. Jace Bowen moves himself into scoring position for the Marauders. Terrific jump. And a great throw by Anthony Siegler. Not enough. Jace Bowen surveying the Tarpons' defense around him. Now time called. Anthony Siegler out for a chat with his battery mate. And the two men are going to verify the pitch calling signals here. Jack Neely taking his hat off and likely examining a pitch signal code card nestled inside his hat. A lot of teams have gone to that system the last couple of years. Everyone reset. Jerez back in the box. And Neely ready as Bowen leads off second. The 1-1 delivery. Jerez swings and chops one toward short. Chirinos charges, gloves it. The throw to first is just in the nick of time to get Jerez. Up to third base on the play goes Jace Bowen. That was just the slowly hit ground ball that Jace Bowen needed to advance to third. Here's Wyatt Hendry, who will face a drawn-in Tarpons infield. If a ground ball comes their way, they'll pounce on it, and at the very least, look Jace Bowen back to third base. He represents the go-ahead run. The pitch to Hendry is a slider, low, ball one. Outfield straight away, but also very shallow here on Hendry. Want to give themselves a chance at throwing out that would-be go-ahead run at the plate. The 1-0. Fastball outside. Ball two in the 96-mile-per-hour heater. Huge flashes of lightning still igniting the night sky beyond right field. Neely with a 2-0 pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball down the right field line. This is headed toward the seats. The Marauders have yet to hold a lead in this game. They trailed from the first inning into the seventh when Brendan Dixon tied it with a two-run bomb. Now the 2-1 pitch coming to Wyatt Hendry. Fastball for strike two up in the zone. Wyatt Hendry trying to deliver that go-ahead run from third any way he can. That Tarpons infield still playing up on the cut of the grass. Now the 2-2 pitch. Hendry takes strike three at the knees, and he can't believe it. And the fans behind home plate can't believe it either. As Wyatt Hendry gets rung up for strike three. Now that gives the Tarpons infield and outfield the benefit of playing back in normal depth. Alexander Mojica steps into the box with a chance to bring home that go-ahead tally. Bowen leads off third into foul ground. He breaks toward home a few steps, and the first pitch slider misses low to Mojica. Jace Bowen trying to get a balk from Neely, trying to get him to flinch with a few hard steps toward home. Over these past couple of seasons, that's worked a couple of times for Marauders runners on third. The set, the 1-0. Mojica backs away from an errant slider inside ball two. Mojica, that big-time power from the right side, has two home runs on the season. He awaits a 2-0. Here it comes from Neely. Mojica swings big and fouls it back. For the Tarpons, 3 runs, 7 hits. The Marauders, 3 runs, 8 hits as we play here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jace Bowen leads off third base. And the 2-1 to Mojica, taken inside for ball three on the fastball at 96. Marauders have a righty tossing in the bullpen. Preparing for a ninth inning situation. 3-1 pitch coming, and it's a slider low and outside for ball four. Mojica earns the walk. That right-hander throwing for the Marauders is Carlos Lomeli, and he appears to be done and ready when needed. First and third, 2 outs for Luke Brown, the man who walked it off Sunday afternoon against Dunedin. And he'll have to wait an extra moment. Pitching coach Grayson Crawford journeys out to the mound for a chat. For those who may be just joining us, Marauders just recently tied the score up on a Brendan Dixon 2-run homer to left field in the 7th inning. Up until then, Tampa had led since the 1st inning onward. RBI double in the first by Jason Dominguez. They added in the top of the 4th inning. A run-scoring fielder's choice grounder by Luis Santos, making it 2-0. Marauders got one back in the bottom of the 4th. Juan Jerez bounced into a double play. Rodolfo Nolasco scored from 3rd on that play. Tarpons got that run right back to their total, though, in the top of the 5th. Leadoff walk to Dominguez came around to score on a Grant Richardson single. And that 3-1 Tarpons lead stood from the top of the 5th until that 7th inning blast by Brandon Dixon. Here we are in the 8th inning. Back to the action. Luke Brown digs in from the left side. Jace Bowen on 3rd represents the go-ahead run. Alexander Mojica on 1st. Neely sets. And delivers to Brown, who swings and foul tips it into the mitt. Strike one. The Marauders looking for their first lead, not only of the evening, but of this series. Brown gets the 0-1 and swings and fouls it back. Down in an 0-2 hole. Brown, a very selective and disciplined hitter. Faces a 2-strike count here with that go-ahead runner on 3rd. Choking up an extra inch on the handle of that bat. 6-foot-8-inch right-hander Neely comes set and steps off the rubber. Going to take an extra second or two to ponder this 2-strike pitch in a tight spot. Neely leaning in, has the sign, brings his hands together away from his chest. The 0-2 pitch to Brown is up and away for ball one. Bowen takes that lead off 3rd. Now the 1-2 pitch to Luke Brown is swung on and missed for strike 3. And the inning is over. The Marauders strand runners on the corners. And this game is tied, heading to the top of the 9th. We'll be right back here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Carlos Lomeli, once again being called upon to pitch a ninth inning situation here at Lee Comp Park. Score tied at 3 between the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons here in the second game of the 6-game series. Spencer Smith back here with you as we look at 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Tarpons. Jason Dominguez will lead the way. Yankees' number 3 prospect is ranked by Baseball America. RBI double in the first, also a walk in the 5th inning. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the righty. Lomeli deals, and the first pitch swung on, lifted down the left field line, out of play. Dominguez brought home the game's first run. The back end of back-to-back doubles to open up the contest. Marauders in the 7th inning battle back from a 3-1 deficit, tying the score on a 2-run shot by Brendan Dixon. The 0-1, low went inside, spiked into the dirt by Lomeli. Jonathan Johnston has really trusted Lomeli with a lot of late and close game situations. And for good reason, 2.25 ERA across 7 appearances, opponents batting just 200 against Lomeli. He has 16 strikeouts over his 12 innings of work, walking only 6. He sets, delivers the 1-1 pitch to Dominguez, a swing and a miss, strike 2. Fastball down below the knees of Dominguez. Came up empty on the fishing attempt. Lefty batter waits. Lomeli kicks and fires. Dominguez a swing and a ground ball to short. Backhanded by Jarvis, and he can't make the play cleanly. Dominguez safe at first base. No throw. That's going to be an error charge to Mike Jarvis, and undoubtedly a tough play there as Dominguez got jammed on that ground ball. Looked like that ground ball had some English on it. At any rate, the Tarpons have that go-ahead run aboard. That's Jarvis' 6th error of the season. Marcos Cabrera, 0-for-4, is the batter. Lomeli delivers, and Cabrera swings and misses, chasing the fastball high. Danny Roman finished after 3 scoreless innings out of the Marauders' bullpen. His relief dominance continues this season. Here's the 0-1. Slider, a swing, and a miss. Strike 2. Oh, look at the dive on that pitch. Cabrera could not connect. Cabrera tonight with a couple of strikeouts, a flyout, and a groundout. Lomeli with the 0-2 offering. Slider again, low and outside. Couldn't get him to chase. Lomeli over his last 5 games, just 1 earned run and just 4 hits over that 8-inning span. Right-hander sets. Dominguez leads off first base. A spin and a pickoff move that way. Dominguez dives in safely. 3-for-4 in his stolen base attempt this season. Plate umpire Caleb Martin calls time. Cabrera backing out of the box with his front foot for just a second. Now ready to go. Lamelli, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball too high. Two balls and two strikes. Score tied at 3, top of the ninth inning. The Marauders' left man stranded on the corners in the 8th. Unable to bring home that go-ahead run. Lamelli trying to keep this thing knotted at 3. 2-2 pitch. Low and outside with a slider for ball 3. From 0-2 to 3-2, Marcos Cabrera battling hard. Number 3 man in the order for the Tarpons. Lomelli brings the hands together. 3-2 pitch is at his shoulder. It plunks him, and he heads down to first base. Marcos Cabrera hit by the pitch. And that will bring up Madison Santos. Tough left-handed bat here for Tampa. Carlos Lamelli will try and pitch Santos, the cleanup man, carefully with runners on first and second, nobody out in this tie game. The delivery, Santos lays off high, ball 1. You have to wonder if in a situation like this, the Tarpons may be taking until they see another strike from Lamelli. Right-hander brings his hands together. Looks back at second, deals the 1-0. There's a swing and a bouncer foul. Well, Santos saw one that he liked, couldn't square it up. Marauders outfield playing Santos straight away. Center fielder Jace Bowen, maybe a couple of extra steps deeper than normal. Lomelli with the 1-1 pitch, a swing and a ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Right fielder Nolasco up with the ball, being waved home as the lead runner Dominguez. Throw to the plate, gets on through the catcher, Hendry. Tarpons retake the lead on the RBI single by Madison Santos. It's now 4-3. Marcos Cabrera up to third on the play. And as the ball got through Hendry on the throw home, Madison Santos able to get up to second base on the play. Now the Marauders infield is going to play up. They're going to pounce on a ground ball and try and prevent any additional run from scoring. Anthony Siegler, the hitter. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty. The delivery, backdoor breaking ball, little too high, ball 1. Carlos Lamelli suddenly losing the feel on the breaking pitch. Right-hander ready. And here's the 1-0. Siegler takes strike 1 over the outer half. Tampa's jumped back in front on a Madison Santos RBI single. He takes second base as the throw home gets away from White Hendry. Marcos Cabrera ahead of him on third. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball again. Strike 2 over the outer half. Marcos Cabrera, there he is on third base, taking his lead off into foul ground. Madison Santos inches off second base. The 1-2 pitch to Siegler, breaking ball. Strike 3 called. A dandy of a breaker from Carlos Lamelli. And a much-needed first out here in the ninth. Long-haired right-hander will face another left-handed batter in Grant Richardson. Right side of the Marauders infield, giving themselves a little more depth to work with against the left-handed batter. The pitch, Richardson lays off high. Second baseman Brendan Dixon playing about even with the bag. Here is the set. And the 1-0. Richardson swings and shoots one foul in the air to the left. Tarpons, 4 runs on 8 hits. They have retaken the lead here in the ninth inning. Marauders, 3 runs on 8 hits. They've also committed 2 errors, one of which has hurt them here in the ninth inning. 1-1 pitch. Richardson swings and lines one to the left center. Coming on Bowen. He dives and he can't make the catch. He traps it. 2-run score on the play. A 2-run single for Grant Richardson. And it is now a 3-run Marauders deficit. Now Jonathan Johnston going to have a talk with the base umpire, Matt Watkowski, who made the call on the trap by Jace Bowen in left center field on the dive. I wonder if we could see a look at the replay. Of course, this comes in a high leverage moment. Yeah, we see the replay here. And Bowen, yeah, did indeed look like he trapped it. So Matt Watkowski indeed appears to have made the right call. And that's a gut punch to the Marauders here in the ninth inning. Still only one away as Roberto Chirino steps in. Here's the first pitch to Chirinos, breaking ball, a strike on the inside corner. 3 RBI night for Richardson, 5 runs batted in for him here in the first 2 games of the series. Here's the 0-1, high and tight to Chirinos, he leans out of the way. Lomeli's 1-1 offering. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Could be two. Jerez gathers it, throws to second for one. And that's all the Marauders get. That ball hit pretty softly. And Chirino's a quick man on the bases, so he motors down the line. Doesn't draw a throw to first. 5-4 on the putout for the force play there. Two gone with the runner on first, and Alex Guerrero, who is 0-4, will step in for the fifth time. Here's the toss. Guerrero, left-handed batter, takes the low and outside. Tampa now out to a 6-3 lead here in the ninth inning. The 1-0, breaking ball away, ball two. This is the Marauders' largest deficit of the night, as it turns out. Never trailed by more than 2 runs to begin the evening. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Two outs with Chirinos leading off first base. Gonzalez holds him on. Here is the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a ground ball pulled into right field for a base hit. Chirinos a wide turnaround second. Throw goes in that direction, knocked down by the shortstop Jarvis near the bag. And the hits just keep on coming for the Tarpons. And you look back at the way this inning started off, the fielding error by Mike Jarvis has really come back to haunt Bradenton here in the ninth inning. Time called. Here's pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out for a mound visit. He's going to buy the bullpen some time. Marauders have another right-hander loosening behind Carlos Lomeli. That appears to be Johan Montero, who joined the squad on Friday from the complex. On Montero tossing. Jonathan Johnston hoping he doesn't have to go to his newest member of his pitching staff here in this spot. Tarpons, though, have continued to pour it on here in the ninth inning. They lead 6-3. Runners on first and second with 2 outs, and Luis Santos the hitter. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Breaking ball in for strike one. Six runs on now 10 hits for the Tarpons. 3 runs, 8 hits for the Marauders. Lomeli sets at the belt, and his 0-1. Breaking ball again. That's in for strike two. Luis Santos, the 8th man to the plate this inning for the Tarpons. An error, a hit by pitch, and 3 singles. Two errors, as a matter of fact. Here's the next pitch. That's low and outside. Skips near Hendry. Runner going to third. Throw to third. Sails down the left field line. Another run comes in. And coming into third is Alex Guerrero. He is safe on the throw. Errors are really killing the Marauders here in the ninth inning. And that's just cost them another run. They're trailing by four now. Lomeli working with the man on third. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a bouncing ball to third. Jerez charges. He gloves it. Taps the glove. And the throw onto first is just in time to get the runner. Inning over, but four runs cross for Tampa. And the Marauders face a 7-3 deficit in the bottom of the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Come out to Leecon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Well, it's now a 7-3 Tarpons lead as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Marauders looking for a late rally. Mike Jarvis takes a first pitch slider for strike one on the outside quarter. A three-error top of the ninth inning for Bradenton, as well as three base hits for the Tarpons and a hit by pitch. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Jarvis takes low and outside for ball one. Marauders defense, which had been so tight up until this point of the season. Errors here and there, sure. 1-1 pitch is taken low, ball two. Jarvis trying to give the Marauders a leadoff man aboard here in the ninth as they look to claw their way back from a four-run deficit. 2-1 pitch by Jack Neely, high and inside. Jarvis lifts his arms out of the way. Mike Jarvis, Brendan Dixon, Jacob Gonzalez. The three men due up, 9-1-2 in the order. Here's the 3-1. Fastball taken high for ball four, and Mike Jarvis draws the leadoff walk. Here's Brendan Dixon, who last time up tied the score at 3-3 of the time with a no-doubt-about-it home run to left field. Neely deals. Dixon takes a backdoor slider for a strike. Dixon is 2-for-4 tonight. Starting to bring that bat around into midseason form. Here's the 0-1 offering. Dixon swings and launches this one deep to left field. Richardson back. This ball is over his head, out of his reach. Jarvis stopped at second. Now he's going to third base. He is in there standing up safely. Brendan Dixon on at second. And the Marauders smell blood in the water here in the ninth inning. Grant Richardson, the left fielder, a little bit of a late break, and he thought he could make the snow cone catch on the reach. Just out of his reach, though, on that Dixon drive to deep left. So it's second and third with nobody out for Jacob Gonzalez, who just this afternoon was named a Florida State League Player of the Month for the month of April. Neely comes set. And the toss to Gonzalez. Breaking ball low and inside. That gets away from the catcher. Here comes Jarvis to score standing up from third base. It was actually called a strike by Caleb Martin. That ball got away from Siegler. Up to third base on the pass ball goes Brandon Dixon. Marauders are back within 3 runs at 7-4. Name Jack Neely may ring a bell to some Marauders listeners. Game 1 of the Low A Southeast League Championship Series right here at Lecom last September 21st. Neely was the losing pitcher in that Game 1 of the Championship Series. A walk-off walk drawn by Ibrahim Gutierrez. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Gonzo for strike 2. Abraham Gutierrez very patiently working that bases-loaded walk to give the Marauders the walk-off victory in that Game 1. Neely deals the 0-2. Gonzalez takes this pitch low, ball 1. Very different scenario here. The Tarpons protecting what's now a 3-run lead. Brandon Dixon on third base with still nobody out for the Marauders. Tall right-hander deals the 1-2. Gonzalez swings and pops it up. This is near home plate, halfway back to the mound. Siegler off of the mask and makes the catch about a third of the way up the first baseline. Rodolfo Nolasco, who's been smoking the ball lately, will step up next. One run across already for the Marauders. Leadoff walk to Mike Jarvis. He came around to score on a passed ball moments ago by Anthony Siegler. Here's the first pitch. Nolasco swings and fouls it back. Dixon leads off of third base into foul territory on the grass. Here's the 0-1. Nolasco swings at a breaking ball and lifts it to deep right center field. Santos, the right fielder, on the run. It is out of his reach and one hops the wall. Scoring from third is Dixon. Rodolfo Nolasco stops at second with an RBI double. It's now a 2-run ball game with only one away. 3-hit night for Rodolfo Nolasco matches his season high. And Jace Bowen will step up next. Now the Tarpons bullpen starting to scramble into action in left field. Jack Neely scuffling for the Tarpons on the mound here in the ninth inning. The pitch to Bowen swung on and popped foul out of play off to our right. Nolasco on second. He runs well. Jace Bowen represents the tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch. Bowen swings and pops this one sky high near the home plate area. Siegler off with a mask. Seems to have a beat on it and makes the catch, tumbling to his left. Sticking with a tough high pop-up. And the Marauders down to their final out here in the ninth inning. Solid work back there by Anthony Siegler, who a couple of times tonight has taken care of some difficult pop-ups at tricky angles. Two of them coming here this inning alone. Juan Jerez represents the Marauders' last hope here in the ninth. Neely comes set and delivers. There goes Nolasco for third. The pitch is taken for ball 1. Throw to third is late. Rodolfo Nolasco swipes third. That's his fourth steal of the season. And the Marauders trying to make it at least a little bit closer. Juan Jerez 0-3 tonight. He has a 1-0 count. Neely comes set. And the 1-0 delivery. Jerez takes a big slider for strike one. Right-hander tossing again for the Marauders. Johan Montero back up and throwing. Neely with the 1-1 to Jerez. He swings and misses strike two. Marauders have pushed two across here in the bottom of the ninth inning, pushing their way back into this game, trying to extend their life here in the bottom of the ninth. Neely sets. The 1-2 pitch to Jerez is taken for strike three on the outside corner, and that is the ball game. A frustrating finish tonight for the Marauders, although they put up a solid fight at the end there. Tampa takes this one by a final score of 7-5. Now some exciting moments late in that game, but the Marauders ultimately come up short and they lose their second straight here at Lecom Park. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecom Park as the Marauders postgame show gets underway. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as the Marauders have just fallen 7-5. A close one here at Lecom Park as a late rally here in the bottom of the ninth fell just short for Bradenton. Here's how tonight's game went. Top of the first inning, yet again, the Tarpons wasted no time. Leadoff double on the very first pitch of the game by Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez followed by hitting a rocket for an RBI double out to right field. 1-0 Tarpons led into the top of the fourth inning. Tampa added on. Leadoff single by Anthony Siegler. He would later score on a fielder's choice ground ball by Luis Santos, making it 2-0. Marauders got a run back, their first of the night in the bottom of the fourth. Rodolfo Nolasco leadoff bloop double to left field. He later scored on a double play ground ball by Juan Jerez. Jerez, of course, not credited with an RBI in the ground into double play. Score stood at 2-1 Tampa. The Tarpons added a run back in the top of the fifth inning. They got that as Jason Dominguez led off with a walk. Later came around to score on a Grant Richardson RBI single. Score remained 3-1 Tampa into the bottom of the seventh, where Brendan Dixon came up clutch. Alexander Mojica had led off with an infield single to third base, and Brendan Dixon with two outs launched one into the left field bleachers here at Lecom Park, notching the score at 3-3. Neither team scored in the eighth, but in the top of the ninth, the Tarpons drove a stake into the heart of the Marauders and their fans tonight as Jason Dominguez reached on a fielding error by shortstop Mike Jarvis, and a flurry base runners followed, a hit-by-pitch, an RBI single, a two-run single by Grant Richardson. He has a three RBI night. Another single mixed in there, And three errors, unfortunately, contributing to a season-high four errors in the game. Thanks to that three-error inning in the top of the ninth for Bradenton, Marauders do battle back for a pair of runs in the bottom of the ninth to make it closer. As Mike Jarvis walks, Brendan Dixon doubles, and Rodolfo Nolasco an RBI double. A pass ball also brings home a run, but that's it as the Marauders fall 7-5. The totals in tonight's game for the Tarpons, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 11 men on base. And for the Marauders, 5 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors, a season high, and they left 9 men on base. Winning pitcher in relief is Jack Neely. He is 2-0 on the season. The loss goes to Carlos Lomeli. He drops to 2-1 on the year. Time of game, 2 hours and 53 minutes in front of a crowd of 386 on this Wednesday night. It was 85 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Tarpons are at the 500 mark now. They are 11-11 on the season. And with their loss, the Marauders fall to 13-10 on the season. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Leacom Park. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Brendan Dixon. A 3-for-5 night out of the leadoff spot for Brendan, including a game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the seventh inning, tying the score at 3-3. Unfortunately, not quite enough for the Marauders tonight in their 7-5 loss. But Brendan Dixon, for his fantastic efforts, is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, we turn our attention now to the third game of the series. The Marauders look to climb back into the win column. They'll go with right-hander Valentin Linares against right-hander Richard Fitz for the Tarpons. Those will be your two starting pitchers for tomorrow's Thursday matchup. It'll be a Thirsty Thursday here on Cinco de Mayo. Perfect combo if you ask me. As fans 21 and over for Thirsty Thursday can enjoy specials on beers, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Tickets for tomorrow's game as well as for the rest of the homestand are available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the final score tonight, the Tampa Tarpons 7 and the Marauders 5. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders tonight, I'm Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leacom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.